My fellow citizens, at this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
A short time ago, the United States military began major combat operations in Iran.
The threat comes from Iraq. It arises directly from the Iraqi regime's own actions, its history of aggression, and its drive toward an arsenal of terror.
Its menacing activities directly endanger the United States, our troops, our bases overseas, and our allies throughout the world. This terrorist regime can never have a nuclear weapon.
Saddam Hussein is a homicidal dictator who is addicted to weapons of mass destruction.
Our objective is to defend the American people by eliminating imminent threats from the Iranian regime, a vicious group of very hard, terrible people.
There can be no peace if our security depends on the will and whims of a ruthless and aggressive dictator.
And they are indeed sick and sinister.
The Iraqi regime was required to destroy its weapons of mass destruction, to cease all development of such weapons, and to stop all support for terrorist groups. The Iraqi regime has violated all of those obligations.
Following our obliteration of Iran's nuclear program, we warned Iran not to make any attempt to rebuild at a different location, but they ignored those warnings and refused to cease their pursuit of nuclear weapons.
The evidence indicates that Iraq is reconstituting its nuclear weapons program.
We warned them never to resume their malicious pursuit of nuclear weapons.
Satellite photographs reveal that Iraq is rebuilding facilities at sites that have been part of its nuclear program in the past.
We sought repeatedly to make a deal. We tried. They wanted to do it. They didn't want to do it. Again, they wanted to do it. They didn't want to do it. They didn't know what was happening. They just wanted to practice evil.
The entire world has witnessed Iraq's 11-year history of defiance, deception, and bad faith.
For decades and decades, they've rejected every opportunity to renounce their nuclear ambitions, and we can't take it anymore.
Some believe we can address this danger by simply resuming the old approach to inspections and applying diplomatic and economic pressure. Yet this is precisely what the world has tried to do since 1991.
For 47 years, the Iranian regime has chanted death to America and waged an unending campaign of bloodshed and mass murder, targeting the United States, our troops, and the innocent people in many, many countries.
Iraq possesses ballistic missiles with a likely range of hundreds of miles, far enough to strike Saudi Arabia, Israel, Turkey, and other nations.
The regime's conventional ballistic missile program was growing rapidly and dramatically, and this posed a very clear, colossal threat to America and our forces stationed overseas.
In the last year alone, the Iraqi military has fired upon American and British pilots more than 750 times.
The regime already had missiles capable of hitting Europe and our bases, both local and overseas, and would soon have had missiles capable of reaching our beautiful America.
Regime change in Iraq is the only certain means of removing a great danger to our nation. The dictator of Iraq is a student of Stalin, using murder as a tool of terror and control.
The regime has armed, trained, and funded terrorist militias that have soaked the earth with blood and guts.
Saddam Hussein is harboring terrorists and the instruments of terror.
We're ensuring that the world's number one sponsor of terror can never obtain a nuclear weapon.
In addition to declaring and destroying all of its weapons of mass destruction, Iraq must end its support for terrorism.
We're ensuring that the Iranian regime cannot continue to arm, fund, and direct terrorist armies outside of their borders.
It has given shelter and support to terrorism and practices terror against its own people.
Iran is the world's number one state sponsor of terror and just recently killed tens of thousands of its own citizens on the street as they protested.
We've experienced the horror of September the 11th.
And it was Iran's proxy, Hamas, that launched the monstrous October 7th attacks on Israel.
We have seen that those who hate America are willing to crash airplanes into buildings full of innocent people.
Slaughtering more than 1,000 innocent people, including 46 Americans, while taking 12 of our citizens hostage. It was brutal, something like the world has never seen before.
The attacks of September the 11th showed our country that vast oceans no longer protect us from danger. Before that tragic date, we had only hints of Al-Qaeda's plans and designs. Today in Iraq, we see a threat whose outlines are far more clearly defined and whose consequences could be far more deadly.
An Iranian regime armed with long-range missiles and nuclear weapons would be an intolerable threat to the Middle East, but also to the American people.
The Iraqi dictator must not be permitted to threaten America and the world with horrible poisons and diseases and gases and atomic weapons.
I'll say it again. They can never have a nuclear weapon.
If we know Saddam Hussein has dangerous weapons today, and we do, does it make any sense for the world to wait to confront him as he grows even stronger and develops even more dangerous weapons?
This was our last best chance to strike what we're doing right now and eliminate the intolerable threats posed by this sick and sinister regime.
Now, as before, we will secure our nation, protect our freedom, and help others to find freedom of their own.
To the great, proud people of Iran, I say tonight that the hour of your freedom is at hand.
The lives of Iraqi citizens would improve dramatically if Saddam Hussein were no longer in power.
When we are finished, take over your government. It will be yours to take. This will be probably your only chance for generations.
America is a friend to the people of Iraq.
America is backing you with overwhelming strength and devastating force.
America believes that all people are entitled to hope and human rights. People everywhere prefer freedom to slavery, prosperity to squalor, self-government to the rule of terror and torture.
Now is the time to seize control of your destiny and to unleash the prosperous and glorious future that is close within your reach.
Our demands are directed only at the regime that enslaves them. When these demands are met, the first and greatest benefit will come to Iraqi men, women, and children.
This is the moment for action. Do not let it pass.